This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got two clips left to play. Three might make us rush, so we're going to save one of them for Monday. Logan Jones has some fun things to say about Nebraska football, so we'll chat about that. Also, Mr. Tom Brady. Did I ever say his name earlier or just give a million clues and not actually say who it was?
I don't know if he said his name.
I don't think I actually did. It was Tom Brady, by the way. All right, but we'll get to that in a second. Shout out to Suizo Construction, where safety is not just a policy. Ladies and gentlemen, these people do phenomenal work because it's not just a policy. Safety is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong of business. Suizo Construction. Also, as a former Husker and NFL player, you may be aware, I'm a bit of a health nut, and hydration and recovery, they do start at home. Make sure you team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers. Jake can attest to that. Cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure you add a Culligan reverse osmosis. It's like bottle-quality water right at your tap. Great taste and is certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln. Water you love, go big red. So Logan Jones, I got the name correct.
That's correct.
Iowa Center, Remington Award winner. Had some success over the years against Nebraska. A guy that when Scott Frost was here, they told him he was too small. So they didn't recruit him. Iowa offers, then he gets an offer after that. So he's always kind of held that. I believe he's from Council Bluffs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I have a feeling maybe part of him wanted to play at Nebraska. Then obviously he was, that was a little insulting. And then all of a sudden, now you want to join on the bandwagon as soon as Iowa offers. So he goes to Iowa. Three-time All-Big Ten performer, two-time first-team All-Big Ten, All-American, Remington Award winner. Was at the Rococo Theater earlier this week, received the Remington Award, was asked about Nebraska. He had some thoughts. Go ahead, Dick.
I feel like all Husker fans are the same, just a little bit delusional and whatnot. And like you said, like, they all thought I wanted to play in Nebraska. Like, what are you talking about? I was a fan growing up, but then I kind of got a little smarter and realized I wanted to play for a good program and whatnot. Yeah, so
he saw the light.
Yeah, I saw the light. but yeah, I mean, everybody over there is Nebraska fans. It was ridiculous. So to have like Coach Behrens and all them come over, and it was awesome. They all saw him and get offered by them. It was really cool, especially for offensive or defense line play. So it was an easy decision.
What other offers did you have coming out of high school?
You can stop there. That's good. We got the belly of the beast. All right. What's your reaction to that, Jake?
Well, obviously it hurts to hear, you know, it's a guy that was close, you know, in proximity. Council Bluffs, like you mentioned, I do like the fact that he does call it. So like everybody's Husker fans over there. It's ridiculous. so that is true. I like to still hear that because I hope over the years that that's still the same in high schools and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it's just one of those situations. And we've seen a lot of them I just wish they would have been able to bring him in and not be able to get it done. So I think it's kind of funny because his reaction too is just like, that's ridiculous that they thought I should go there. I mean, I was a fan, but.
So, number one, I think he did want to come here, but when you hear you're too small, okay, that's your evaluation. Another player we missed on, unfortunately, okay? That's your evaluation, but then Iowa offers and all of a sudden Nebraska offers? Like, that's what would make me mad. Like, okay, buddy, I thought I was too small. So, for me, I think he did want to come. I get the, you know, it doesn't feel the best to be recruited that way. Goes to Iowa, has a ton of success, best center in America. Clearly, size was not an issue. It's funny, if you watch Dave Remington, I mean, he had plenty of size and strength, but his biggest thing, that ball would be snapped and he would be hitting the nearest D tackle, probably a nose guard. He'd already have him hooked on a reach block. He'd already have him move before the guy even took a step. Like, his explosive quickness as a center is eerily similar to Logan's, honestly. And that was one of Logan's big strengths. It was one of Remington's big strengths, among some other things. So I think he probably did want to come here, and then things went the way they went. He goes to Iowa, has a glorious career. Now, as far as what he said, I want to argue. Jake, if you wanted to produce a counter argument, would you be able to, and what would you say? Because I've only got one thing I can say to counter what he said. It really doesn't have to do with the base of his argument. It has to do with how he said it, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can really argue with them. I mean, I've said it for years, and it pains me to say this. And it probably wouldn't happen if it did play out. But if my son is an offensive lineman or defensive lineman and has offers from Nebraska and Iowa, if you're thinking about your own son, like the future of your family, now money's at play. Mm. I'd probably send him to Nebraska. But I've been saying for years, I'd send him to Iowa because they know how to develop these guys. Mm. And it's not one or two times. I mean, it's over and over and over again. And it's within their program. And it's going to be expected of them to develop. And, of course, at Nebraska, we know it's kind of been the opposite.
The base of what he said, it's hard to have a counter argument. It's hard to say something to argue with him. It's maybe the way he said it. Like I said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it that resonates with people. But clearly he had some animosity from the way things went down before he ever stepped foot on any college campus as an official player. And so I get it. I stepped foot on campus at Nebraska. I didn't have a chip on my shoulder. I think I like a little wood chip. Maybe they mean potato chips. I don't know. I've always thought of a wood chip. So I didn't have a wood chip on my shoulder. I had a whole forest on my shoulder. So I can relate. So it's hard to argue. I just thought that was interesting. Hopefully we have less and less of those going forward because we start hitting more home runs. Let's play the Brady clip. I'll react for like 10 seconds because I do want to get to it because he says a lot of truth in this, and then we'll get out.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent.
Pause.
Determined.
Consistent. Consistent. By the way, this is at his Hall of Fame induction speech. Go ahead.
Determined and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the offseason at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
I don't have anything to add. Go Big Red. Have a glorious weekend. Enjoy the flag football game on Sunday and really enjoy Nebraska basketball. And always remember to throw the bones.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.